Well, the real risk is that the environmental campaigns against the industry can succeed in destroying the industry, and that in response to that, Tasmanian politicians recommit to no further reserves. So we face a very unusual situation in which it is entirely possible that we could lose both the forestry industry that's so important for our employment and the environmental forests that are so important to environmentalists. We could lose both unless an agreement is reached.
But that 2,500-page report found that the forest is being overcut at the moment, yet most of the reserves have conservation values. How can there be a win-win solution from that?
Well, there has to be a compromise reached. It's as simple as that.
And what do you suggest that the compromise should be? You say that some of that forest should be logged?
It's really not up to me to suggest the compromise, but it is the case that certain of the environmental values that we found are of the type that were the forest to be harvested once, those values would not be lost. And that gives some basis for compromise.
In terms of mining areas as well, you think that there should be a compromise? Do you think that some of the areas should be left open for mining purposes?
I think that areas that have been found to be minerally prospective should be available for both mineral exploration and mineral exploitation.
And in terms of the environmental debate at the moment, how much power does the environmental movement have over the forest industry?
I think that for the first time in our history, and the first time in the history of this dispute, environmentalists have acquired the capability, potentially, to destroy the industry. But that hasn't given them the capability to create new reserves. Only government can agree to that. And government will not agree to that if the environmentalists do succeed in destroying the industry.
You say that it will take about 20 years for the industry to transition to plantations. Will you offer any suggestions of how that transition might take place and keep both sides happy?
The difficulty is, of course, that to make that transition, we'll need a lot of private investment. And in the present climate of bitterness and dispute and conflict and shifting political allegiances, nobody in their right mind would invest in forestry in Tasmania. So we need to attract that private investment, and to get that private investment, I believe, we need peace in the forests.
One of the key things about this supposed forest peace deal was the potential to have a plantation-based pulp mill, yet we've recently seen investors shying away from Guns Limited. Do you see a situation where we can have a peaceful solution and have a pulp mill in Tasmania?
I think if we do reach a peaceful solution, if we end this conflict and have a non-controversial forestry industry in Tasmania, then it is possible that the plantation resources can be used for pulp amongst other uses.
There's been some criticism levelled from Forestry Tasmania. Bob Gordon said that a lot of your findings are false and there's a lot of untruth with what you found. How do you respond?
Well, I don't want to get into a slanging match with Bob or anyone else, but the findings are not my findings. They're using data from Forestry Tasmania with models provided by Forestry Tasmania, and it was Forestry Tasmania personnel who ran them. The numbers are not inaccurate. The numbers are accurate. There's no question about that. The interpretation of those is a matter for dispute.
So in terms of Forestry Tasmania's position that you're wrong in a number of your findings, there's no truth to that?
Well, there's no finding that doesn't use their data. So if they say they're wrong, it's their own numbers that they're claiming are wrong. But I'm sure that's not what he means.
Okay, well, I think he's critical of the fact that you're finding that they've overcut the resource over the number of years. He doesn't have any ground to stand with that sort of claim.
No, I don't think he does.
You've paved the way, I guess, for been rather positive, I guess, for the mining industry and the mining potential in this report. Are you giving more weight to the potential mining ventures over the forest industry?
No, because all we found is that many of these areas are minerally prospective, and we're simply saying that where they are prospective, they should be allowed to proceed.